Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting third. The designated hitter, J.D. Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The left fielder, DJ Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Starling Marte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jose Iglesias. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tyler Megill. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting second. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting third. The right fielder, Cody Bellinger. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Christopher Morel. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting 9th. The catcher, Tomas Nito. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jameson Taillon. And now, play ball. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo strikes out swinging. Two outs. J.D. Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Busch makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Hoerner is on with a walk. Mike Busch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Busch hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso throws to second to get Hoerner. Busch is on first. One out. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busch moves to second. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Bellinger is on with a walk. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Busch scores. Bellinger moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suzuki, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Happ is out. Bellinger scores. Suzuki moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Suzuki scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Swanson is safe at second with a double. Morel scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crow Armstrong hits a line drive into right field. That ball is in the gap. Crow Armstrong rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Swanson scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nido hits a fly ball towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out swinging. 1 out. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mart hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Mart is out. 2 outs. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alvarez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo moves from center fielder to left fielder. Tyrone Taylor replaces Starling Mart as center fielder batting 6th. DJ Stewart moves fro. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. M left fielder to right fielder. Horner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Bellinger is on with a walk. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil hits a pop-up towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Iglesias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Iglesias hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Iglesias is out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Happ strikes out swinging. 1 out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morel hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow Armstrong strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-1 in the game. Nimmo hits a line drive, base hit into center field. JD Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nimmo moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. Swanson throws to second to get Martinez. Nemo moves to third. Alonso is on first. One out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Young replaces Tyler Megill as pitcher. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nito is 0 for 1 in the game. Nito hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nito is out. One out. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoerner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. Two outs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Bush is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Alvarez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alvarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarez hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Bellinger is there to make the catch. One out. Jose Iglesias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Iglesias is 0 for 1 in the game. Iglesias hits a line drive towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards second. McNeil makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adrian Hauser replaces Danny Young as pitcher. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Suzuki is safe at second with a double. Ian Happ batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Happ is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Happ hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Suzuki moves to third. Two outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morel hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. One out. J.D. Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. One out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nito is 0-for-2 in the game. Nito hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Nito is safe at second with a double. Crow Armstrong scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a line drive deep towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Bush is on with a walk. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bellinger hits a ball towards first. Alonso can't make the play in time. Bellinger gets a base hit. Nito scores on an error by Alonso. Bush moves to third. It's 8-1, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Suzuki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out swinging. One out. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvarez hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Alvarez is safe at second with a double. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeil hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Iglesias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iglesias is 0-for-2 in the game. Iglesias hits a pop-up towards third. Morel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Happ is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Happ hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Iglesias makes the catch for the out. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morel hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Morel is out. Two outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swanson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Colton Brewer replaces Jameson Taillon as pitcher. David Bote replaces Christopher Morel as third baseman batting 6th. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindor strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nimmo strikes out swinging. Two outs. JD Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martinez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Martinez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crow Armstrong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Crow Armstrong hits a fly ball towards left. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nido hits a fly ball towards right. Stewart is there to make the catch. Two outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Horner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Neris replaces Colton Brewer as pitcher. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alonso is called out on strikes. One out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Nido makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Taylor is safe at second with a double. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alvarez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. That is ball four. Alvarez is on with a walk. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McNeil is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeil strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.